D7.
Item number 7 is the Board of Aldermen Library Subcommittee Status Update and Report, and this is for the board to have discussion.
As a member of the Library Committee, we were appointed in late January, and we have yet to meet. So that's kind of the status of the committee. We have received the input from the board, and we have a report here that aligns that. We are trying to find some time this weekend when Randy and Dan and I can meet.
We've got a baseline, but we just have to review it.
All right. Yes, ma'am. I have a number of people signed up to speak.
Right. I'd like to hear from the folks who have to speak, and then I know there's one or two comments I want to say to this group that's going to get together, but I would just like to kind of reiterate at least my concern that we try to get this back to the county as soon as we can.
Yeah, I guess, can speak to that also.
And we'll hear from, I guess, the public next.
Who will no doubt say something similar, or some of them anyway. All right. Alex Brown and then Joel Hall Brown. No relation.
Brown. I am Alex Brown, and I am president of the Friends of the Carbo Branch Library, and I am here to beg you to accept the county's criteria as they have been presented to you. These criteria are based on national guidelines. They're drafted by librarians, and they follow the same protocol as criteria for schools and other government buildings. As you know, for the first time in almost 25 years, we have a real chance to make this happen. The county commissioners want it, the county manager wants it, the county has allocated $5.5 million for it. But all of that could change in an instant. Three commissioners are up for re-election next fall. The county manager is 65 and might decide to retire. And some other need for the funds might be perceived as greater. I know it's not your intent, but the changes are significant as your subcommittee has presented, or has proposed, could be or could be seen as obstructive to the process. This will be a county project paid for by county taxpayers, but you will have plenty of input as the process continues if the library is to be sited in Carrboro. But if there are too many delays, it might not be sited in Carrboro, or worse yet, it might not be sited anywhere. So, I'm begging you, if you want the county to build a library in Carrboro, please tell them now that you're fine with their criteria. Thanks.
Thank you.
Joel Hall Brown and then Nerys Levy.
Hey.
I actually like coming like this,
coming
when you want to leave.
You only got 3 minutes.
Hey. The timer is going.
Put the timer on. I think I can do it.
She's the only person I put timer on all night.
I have had the opportunity to review it, not in detail, but one of the comments ditto to what our president said, because I'm on the board of the Friends of the Carrboro Library. And what I wanted to say is when I moved here in 1992, there were two libraries. One was on Flankron Street, which was the Chapel Hill Public Library, and the other was in Hillsboro, which was the old library. And then, of course, they built the new Central County Library. Chapel Hill, of course, built its library, and now it's expanding. And I will tell you that my family belongs to three libraries. We belong to the Chapel Hill Library, the Durham Library, and also the Carrboro Library. And we sometimes use the Hillsboro Library, but not as much since I don't practice law in Hillsboro anymore and use it as a break from going to the jail. What I wanted to say was that I think we're at a critical point where we need to look at what is the criteria and where do you want to site it and how long is it going to take us to site a library in the southwest part of Orange County. It is definitely an increase demographically in population, an increase in students that would use the library, and continued delay means continued problems with all those issues. So again, I will be, of course, watching this and hoping that you will make the appropriate decisions. But I think you really need to be realistic about what the resources that the county has at this time and at this moment. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joel.
Thanks. Under 2 minutes.
under a minute and a half, it looks like.
You can give Naris the time.
No. Naris Levy and then Dolly Transfer.
Okay. Thank you for allowing me to have the opportunity to address this issue. I've reviewed the subcommittees or the suggestions and amendments, and I have the following comments. As a member of the Friends, I have spent the last 15 years addressing the problem of visibility, which afflicts the Carver Branch Library embedded as it is in the McDougall schools. We are constantly having to tell our population where the library is located. This is a huge strain, given that we serve a catchment area of 35,000 Southwest Orange County residents, which includes Cabra, with its large community of fairly transient apartment dwellers. Meanwhile, the main county library in Hillsborough regularly gets calls looking for the Cabra Library, which, although centrally located, is not overtly visible, embedded as it is in the Cabra Century Center. The visibility criteria suggested by the county are used by public libraries throughout the United States. They have been formulated out of experience, and this time round, we should acknowledge that fact and adhere to them. With regard to public input in Phase 3 of the criteria, the position of public input in Phase 3 of the siting process is common practice in the siting of all libraries throughout the United States of America and in public buildings such as schools throughout the state and the county. The public will have ample opportunity to address site choice when a site or sites have been put forward for consideration. Moving the public input process up on the list obstructs the site selection process, which to date has taken over 20 years. The criteria do not suggest that the town short-circuits its planning process. Meanwhile, out there, there are 35,000 Southwest Orange County residents who are paying their taxes for a full-service library. As an Orange County resident, a member of three library task forces, and a friend and user of the Cabra Branch Library, I am representing patrons and residents who need a full-service library now. The criteria proposed by the county are standard practice. The library will be a county facility using county funds paid by a lot of frustrated taxpayers who want the criteria issue voted upon, the library built, and our community served and educated as soon as possible. Gazing into a crystal ball, trying to predict the future will not build this facility. Approving the criteria and being advised by professional librarians and library information specialists will. I ask that the town approve the siting criteria suggested by the county and allow this library project to proceed in an expedited manner. Thank you.
Excellent. Dolly Trantafillo and then Beth Vollins.
Beth has
all right. Is Malva still here? Yes, Malva is here. Come on up. Malva.
I also want to thank you for the opportunity to share my thoughts with you this evening, and I'm also part of the Friends of the Library group. When I first came to Carbro, gosh, 35 years ago, the two things I looked for first were Planned Parenthood, because I'd always been a follower of Planned Parenthood, and our library. And I found neither. And I was asked to serve on the first steering board that formed Planned Parenthood in this area and stayed with them for many, many years and built that organization. And like Mary's and several others, Alec and I'm sure Joel in her heart there, I've longed for a library in our town. I always went to the Chapel Hill one. People would laugh that I was not set to really go to bookstores and purchase books. I grew up in a public library family, and so I raised my kids in the public library. I feel like this town is not complete without a public library. So we have an amazing opportunity before us. It's something the stars are finally lined up, and as mentioned, the county has put $5 million on the table. Last I checked, Carbro has not put $5 million on the table. I don't think they've put maybe a dime on the table. So this is a county library which will be paid for by the county. Again, amazing opportunity. The county commissioners, after so many years, Neri's stories are like hair-raising. You just can't believe how could we have fought this long to get a public library in our town. But now the county commissioners are aligned. You are aligned. There's money on the table, and yet we still might lose this whole thing if we drag our feet. And so like the other speakers before me, I want to say that the threat that we have before us right now, stopping this, 13 people, 13 members of the Friends of the Library have died in the process of fighting for this library. That's how long people have been involved in this and put their hearts and souls wanting to make this happen. So as mentioned, we have political changes potentially coming up, expected to be coming up, and so some of the people we could count on may not be there. Financial challenges, anywhere there's $5 million sitting out there, anybody at any moment could grab that money. So again, we are in a position where we need to move forward. So again, I ask all of you, again, as was stated earlier, that really well-trained professional minds who did a national search for criteria for citing a library. These are very smart people. They read the literature every day about what it means to be a library of the present, a library of the future. They took all these things into consideration. So when I read that list and I read the letter from the county, from the chair of the county commissioner, saying they were not looking for wholesale changes to this, this looked like wholesale changes to me. I felt like it was a bit insulting to the county that had put $5 million on the table, had their staff had been working very hard on this to get this kind of response to their hard work. So again, I want to add to what the other speakers have said. I want us to move forward in great swift. I'm sure nobody sitting here would like, because we decided we needed to spend more time thinking about it, that we might totally miss the boat. So again, I ask you to please figure out if there's any one issue that maybe you want to work on the criteria, but please, we need to move forward in great haste, again, knowing that the public will have ample opportunity once we have a good site underfoot to consider.
Thank you. I appreciate the spirit in which these various comments have been put forward, but and I think that our subcommittee certainly hears you on the need to react soon on this. But I personally strongly disagree with a lot of what I heard tonight, because what I heard is that simply because the money is available now, we should be willing to make every compromise on the site. And I think that's wrong. I think it would be a huge mistake for our library to be built in some suburban location where it is accessible only to people who have motor vehicles or who have the privilege of happening to live nearby. I think if we build a library in the southern part of the county, that it ought to be in a place where a large number of people can walk to it, where people have the best kind of public transportation access to it, where it's as accessible to as many families living in poverty as possible, where as many people of color as possible have access to it. And I hear what you're saying, that the county has put money on the table. But I'd really rather that they not spend $5 million at all than that they spend $5 million to make the lives of some wealthy, predominantly white people in a suburban area more convenient. I would like for them to spend $5 million to make the lives of low-income people, of people of color, better. And it's disingenuous, honestly, in my opinion, to say that the county's put $5 million on the table. They haven't. They've put $800,000 on the table. $800,000 to buy a site. The reality is that the only site that would meet all of their criteria that would cost anything like $800,000 is out in the suburbs. It's out in places that are not accessible to Chapel Hill Transit. It's out in places where there are not a lot of people of color living nearby. It's out in places where there are not a lot of low-income families living nearby. It's not in a place that's walkable or bikeable for very many people. We don't need an $800,000 piece of land with a $4.7 million building on it. We need a $1.6 million piece of land with a, what does it add up to, $3.9 million or whatever it is, dollar building on it. I think the county is poised to make a very serious mistake by thinking about an $800,000 piece of land. It's worth paying more and getting a smaller building if that's what we have to do in order to meet the budget, in order to serve the people who actually need the library services, in order for it to be accessible, not right now, but for the next 5, 10, 50, 100 years. It needs to be in our downtown. It needs to not be at the edge of our planning jurisdiction.
Mark, can I jump in and speak a little bit to the process?
I know I'm not on the board anymore, but I'd really like to respond.
Mark, can we not have give and take with that?
Well,
I would do it very respectfully.
I'm going to recognize Dan. I will give you alone, Joel, 2 minutes to respond in just
a
moment.
Need a minute.
Dan?
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit to the process thus far and where I think we are, which I think also speaks perhaps to the concern Lydia raised about and some of the speakers about our ability to expedite this. When we discussed this at the beginning of January, we had a number of suggestions that board members made, and there was a committee assigned to integrate those into the existing criteria to bring back to the board to review. And then Kathy wrote those up in a document that I believe, yes, is attachment B in our packet, and sent them to us. And I felt, because I thought time was of the essence, I went ahead and created the document in that's attachment A that both incorporates your all comments. I think it has everything that everyone said on January 10th or whenever that was, plus kind of an explanation so someone reading it could see where that came from. And I sent it on January 18th to Jackie and Randy, asking them for email feedback, because I wasn't sure that we needed to meet necessarily at all, because this is really an editing job, is what we were tasked with doing. But Jackie and Randy, as everyone knows, are extremely busy, and so here we are with this before us. I did mean to say that the county was very clear, I think, when we met with them back in the fall, that they wanted some serious feedback from us on these criteria. I don't think we're going anywhere beyond what the county asked. But I do think that the three of us could meet and fine-tune this document or turn it into some more readable document. But I also think, given that it does, in fact, incorporate the suggestions we've made and we've heard some feedback from the community, that we could take, 15 minutes tonight and go through it if people were so inclined and see if we were in agreement. I see Jackie doesn't want to do that. But, I don't see that, if the things that are on the table in January are in fact what we want in the criteria, then they're in here, and I don't know why there's a need to do too much more work.
Sammy and then Lydia.
Don't forget Joel.
I was going to call on Joel next, so let me just recognize Joel and then Sammy and then Lydia. And that's going to be the last public comment we're going to receive.
At least oral comment. You might get written comment.
Well, yes. I'm tonight.
I don't think anybody on the Friends of the Board is talking about a suburban library site where no one can get to it. But let's be clear about the demographics of Carrboro. You can walk almost anywhere. So they're not suggesting that it be put out on Eubanks Road or where Omar Zinn owns property. I think what they're saying is that you need to be realistic about the site selection. And if you think the county's going to spend $1.3 million when, in fact, they're getting less money from the state for education, I don't think that's very realistic unless you think the county is playing the lottery. It's just not realistic. And certainly there may be other members of the board who have indicated that they would rather some downtown property be income producing. And I think the Friends of the Carrboro Library, certainly while I'm on the board and have continued to do so, to be wide-ranging, making sure that everybody gets library services. That's why they've been in a fight. Not for a suburban library, but a library for everybody. And as I recall, in the siting of everything in this county, most of the time minority communities get landfills and the possibility of waste transfer stations, and not libraries.
Well, that's all the more reason that I'm saying
but it was disingenuous for you to say so.
Well, I tell you what, no, it's not, because
but
you look at, no, you.
It is. If you're going to say
I have the floor now. You had the floor, I have the floor now.
But if you're going to say money for the landfill, then you ought to ask the county to put it in the library.
I tell you what, the Human Services Center, where did they build that? They built it out where there was no bike lanes, where there was no sidewalks, where no people of color, where there were no low-income families, and where there was no bus service. And yet, who is it exactly for, supposedly? They built it there because that was the cheapest piece of land that they could find, and have, so far as I can see, every intention of doing the same thing with this library.
So I'd appreciate Mark's comments. I think that we really do need to support something, and unfortunately this document doesn't reflect the goals that we have for a library in town. And it's not that much that we're changing. One of the things that we did do, even though we're not professional librarians, is we had the experience of the attempted siting of the last library. And one of the things we learned in that process is the public and the community preferences was not a part of that process. And one of the things we're changing in this document is moving that up so that we don't run into a similar situation again. So I think it would be disingenuous for us as a town to not have an input into what this document represents. And we have done everything we could. We went against most people in this community's wishes when we voted for the last site for the library. So the least we could do is set a process up that could be more reflective of our own community, and hopefully thereafter we can be less hands-on as we were in the last process. But we have learned something, and we have to reflect that in this document. As for the question of the amount of money the county's allocated to find a place within town, I think we haven't fully explored those opportunities, and even with the money that they are allocating, there may still be places we just haven't explored that fully. And lastly, I just want to say I blanked on it.
Lydia.
I have three things I want to say. The first is, I do think that the Friends make an excellent point that that we ought to strike while the iron is hot, so to say.
Yeah.
I mean, this has been people got very passionate last year. We had the commissioner's support. We still have their support, and they're asking us for this input. So I'm that's why I'm talking about just kind of moving this along as soon as we can. Although I understand the need to weigh into it. Secondly is. This list of criteria they gave us, I think the way that we've set out our suggested changes, and I recognize we still have some perhaps tweaking to do to it, I think the way we've set it out very clearly, kind of comments on specifically what they had. So they can kind of clearly see it and say, oh, we see their comment, we'll incorporate it, or oh, we see their comment, we'll ignore it. It's laid out in a way I think that should cause them to see we took it seriously, but it's easy for them to understand. And specifically with regard to two items that were brought up. One, the visibility comment. Some of what Nara said, I think, made some sense. And so that's caused me to kind of think about that one again a little bit in terms of visibility. But I do agree with Sammy that we did, you know, we talked about moving community preference up somewhat just based on our experience last summer, which turned out to be a real mess where we really didn't get to hear from the community, or we really didn't get to weigh in until the very, very end of the process. And so I think that to the extent we can give some kind of guidance to trying to move that up a little in the process, those other than those two, and moving centrality to the first phase, which I think is very important, really what we've suggested so far is somewhat minor, and I'm not sure that there would even be that much disagreement from the library about some of the from the county about some of those. And I guess thirdly, something I think we ought to think about on the board, or the committee ought to think about if they meet this weekend or the next couple weeks, is perhaps suggesting a process to the county about how to identify possible sites for the library. And it might be something as simple as the county putting out a call for people willing to have their property considered for the library, and asking folks to meet certain criteria, size, location, whatever, price, and just kind of submit their land for consideration at some point for the county to then have a small inventory of some sites that they can then proceed with, because we all have heard about and know about different possible locations that might be considered, but in fact, those people really need to come forward to the county in some kind of a process to make it seen if their site is one that can even be considered. So those are just some thoughts I have.
Jackie, and then Randy, and let's wrap up.
Right. I was going to say that the later we go, the worse we are. We proved that last week. We don't need to reinforce that this week. So I'd like to suggest that the three of us get together this weekend and kind of hash this out. And
when is our next regular business meeting? Is it 2 weeks from now?
Yes.
Does that seem like a reasonable target time?
Yes,
to
it does.
Take some hopefully final 29th? Action on this?
March 6th.
March 6th, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, let's I'll take, well, Randy.
Yeah, I want to make a comment first. I absolutely agree with Jackie. I think we're close. I just want to remind folks that the criteria came out of the commissioners getting frustrated with the last process. It's not something that they had that we, you know, were not working with before. So, you know, they felt, in their terms, the vice chair said, burned by the process last time. When in fact,
that goes two ways.
Well, but the fact
three
is
at
that
least.
We
three at least.
Yeah, right. But the fact is that we worked very hard to try and meet what they were interested in, even though we knew that there were problems with it. So I kind of,
watch
you know,
we.
It really bugs me to know that folks do not think that we're behind this 100%. The thing is, we don't want to rush in headlong without making sure that the community has what the community says it wants. And so community preference is, you know, very important. The question of centrality is really important. And we just want to uphold those things without, rushing in headlong without making sure that we have what folks have asked us to do for a very long time.
Can I just share my forgotten thought?
Yes.
Real quick. I just think, the other point is to do this as quickly as possible. I absolutely agree. So making these adjustments, I don't know if there's too much more to do to it.
No.
Can we do it? If, you know, maybe not tonight, but I wouldn't be averse to doing it tonight. But if not tonight, then ASAP.
Right. Well, we are going to meet very soon.
Yeah, I think Jackie
back.
Essentially moved that we're going to take this matter up for final consideration on March 6th.
That's what I moved, yeah.
And is there a second to that?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. I'll pass unanimously. Thanks very much.
I know.
All right. Is there anything else on our agenda?
Kathy, would you send the three of us an email tonight? If you could send us, please, a what's that boomerang thing or
doodle,
monkey head or something.
Send her a shrunken monkey head by email, please.
Doodle. So, with like. You know, choices for meeting this weekend.
When you guys work that out, let me know in your meeting. I'll come if I can. I'm really slammed. So.
Well, no, we need to have a three-person meeting.
No, we don't.
You all can work out whether how many person meeting you're going to have by email. Is there a motion to